Hey, how are you?
I'm in such a goofy mood, y'all.
Oh,
I am in such a goofy mood. I've been singing for the last hour or two, remixing songs. So I guess I'm doing well. I am in a great mood. How about you, Britt?
love to hear that. I'm in a good mood as well. It is Brickington outside.
And if you don't know what that means it is freezing. It's freezing outside.
Absolutely. So I'm just trying to stay warm. Okay.
Protect your neck at all times.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all wearing them scarves and them hats. It's important. But without further ado, welcome to another episode of Beyond the 9450, brought to you by the 9450. We are your host, 21 Titles. I am Brittany, and this is.
Shantae.
And this is Beyond the 9450. We cover all things business of sports, from NIL, name, image, likeness, to WNBA business news, to college news. I mean, we cover it all and we cover all sectors. So, as always, let's hop into it.
Let's jump into it. It's been a very busy week thus far. Think we need to start off with giving a round of applause to Asia Wilson. She was named Sports Illustrated Player of the Year this week. This is a huge honor for Wilson. I guess there was some talk that fans did not agree with the pick, but I don't understand that considering
All the accolades.
the accolades, the year she had, the season she had. The business ventures that she, that was highlighted this year. I'm a little confused why some of the fans, the sport, WNBA fans, did not agree with the pick, but that's neither here nor there. She's deserving, more than deserving. I think this is a huge deal.
Right. I
We
mean,
also got news this week, that she, signed up for an undisclosed amount with Nike. They extended her sneaker deal.
right. Yeah.
We saw her on a jet. We saw her on a jet this week. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Brittany, she was on a jet, a customized jet that had her logo on it.
Oh, wow.
After she signed, after the announcement, she put them photos
Like that. That's a
up.
flex.
That is a huge flex.
And those fans who did not agree with this, I think that's just hate. Y'all just hating. But because she's gonna continue to rack in the
Yeah.
accolades, so stop it.
Deserving, and I'm pretty sure there's more down the pipeline for Asia that we'll hear about. In the next couple of months, but shouts to Asia Wilson doing it big. We are not shocked over here.
Not at all.
Proud of you. Congratulations.
Hiccups. Moving
Yeah.
along.
Moving along, Unrivaled. There's a lot happening with Unrivaled. If you don't know, Unrivaled is scheduled to come to a screen near you next month. In
Yes.
January. So we'll get to see some of our favorite WNBA players participate in this brand new league, which we both are very excited about. But this week, we got word that a lot of previous athletes, professional athletes, were a part of the investment group that funds Unrivaled. And I think that a lot of us were very excited to see the names that were announced as part of the
Yes.
investment group. I know that for me, the first name, two names I saw was Dawn Staley, Juju Watkins. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And then we saw Giannis, and then we saw Michael Phelps, just to name some other people.
Rip Hamilton.
Yeah, like it's a real. I love I love to see it. This is something, obviously, this goes in hand with Beyond the 9450, beyond the court. The athletes that we just named are all, or were all athletes, still very much invested monetarily, and then also just physically, they're close to the game still. Most of these players are still playing, or these individuals are still playing, or they're coaching, or they're commentating. So this was just really dope to see that they're pouring into each other. This is a brand new league, and whoever, it's not even whoever, the unrivaled team from marketing to pitching to financing, they've just been, dotting all I's and crossing all T's. And I think that they've been doing a phenomenal job considering this league has yet to begin yet. But I
Correct.
think what makes this special is because there's two athletes that came up with this idea. So they took, I'm assuming, their pain points. They took great, all the great and all the pain points, bottled that all together to come up with this product. And every week, I think that a lot of us have been happy about what we've been seeing. We've been surprised at what we've been seeing. We've been making jokes like, oh, Kathy Engelbert, you should be a little scared.
Look.
That's the running joke on Twitter. That's not coming from me.
I'm
That's the that's the running joke on Twitter. But go ahead, Brent.
just really proud to see how Fee and Stewie have just taken to the helm and grown this league. We learned about series funding when we were starting to watch the Come Up series. And now to see it in full effect, is really awe-inspiring for me. Especially taking on the trend of the 3-on-3 game. For me, I think 3-on-3 is like the purest form of basketball because that's how I was taught, the basic principles of basketball. 3-on-3. Besides when we played with Dave, I learned 3-on-3 from Mr. Page and working out with Mr. Page. So just the 3-on-3 explosiveness, we just watched the other day that the women won silver in the AmeriCup 3-on-3 tournament, and the men won gold. USA men won gold. So 3-on-3 is on an uptick right now. Obviously, we know the Big Three tournament with the Big Three League with Ice Cube. He's been doing well with that, right? So I think that that's a case study for them to look at, essentially. But I love this because it just shows that people are supporting the product. The product is women's basketball. And we've seen how big the WNBA has grown this year in terms of its partnerships, right? So just to see Unrivaled get to this investing round and have former athletes like even Michael Phelps, who's a swimmer, coming in and supporting monetarily, that is a big deal. So I am just I'm loving Unrivaled's front office.
Yeah, no, they're definitely setting the tone. And just to piggyback off what you said, because of all of these amazing investors, the total funding in the league right now is 35 million. And they've said that the funding round raised more than its target. So I'm very interested in knowing what their target was.
Right.
But this is a big deal. Very excited. And shouts to Unrivaled for also tapping in with the collegiate athletes. We've already reported on Paige Bueckers and Florjay Johnson. getting invest an ownership stake in Unrivaled. But as we previously mentioned in this episode, Juju Watkins is also a part of the investment team, or group, that's supporting Unrivaled, which we wouldn't have seen this if it had not been for NIL. And I love that, we're able to get just these college athletes more involved because they're setting their future up too. They will be playing for or in the Unrivaled League when they're able to. So I just love that they're already getting started and just learning more about the business. So
If that's one thing that NIL has opened the floodgates for, it's for the student athlete to gain a higher sense of business acumen at an earlier stage. Because most of the time we gain experience or like gain business acumen once we finish. Right, and kind of transition into the real world, which, when you look at it, is kind of faulty because it's like we should be getting into that before we actually transition so that we have like a sneak peek about what's to come, right? Like instead of being thrown into the fire. So I think NIL is presenting things in these partnerships with these businesses are kind of like micro per internships or will serve as like micro internships for these student athletes moving forward. So shout out to Unrivaled for securing the bag.
absolutely. Make sure that you're tapped in with Unrivaled beginning in January. So less than 3 weeks away. So moving on, the WNBA this week announced first regular season international game in Vancouver. So that game will be played in Vancouver. The first ever regular season international game will be played in Vancouver in August 2025. The Atlanta Dream and Seattle Storm will play in the third WNBA Canada game on August 15th at Rogers Arena. The 2023 Toronto and 2024 Edmonton games, which both sold out, were held during the preseason. The Storm lost to the Los Angeles Sparks 84-79 in that game. The WNBA also played international preseason games in Mexico in 2004 in England and in England in 2011. This is very timely considering, we learned more about the Toronto franchise. It's been revealed what their name is, so it's the Toronto Tempo. The WNBA has already been cultivating a relationship with Canada for the past few years. So to me, this makes complete sense, and this is going to be very exciting leading up to the games ha that are going to be happening in Toronto in 2026. So, Kathy Engelbert made a statement saying, "As we prepare to establish permanent roots in Canada with a Toronto franchise, this game and our year-round engagement efforts are a nod to the incredible momentum around women's basketball in Canada." This is on par.
Yeah, I mean, what they've had preseason games in Canada so far. Okay, so this is just the next step. Like they said, first regular season. Next, we'll probably see a couple regular season games. And I mean, they got a team in Canada now. So,
Yeah.
this is just showing and continuing the trend that we've seen with international, like just the international game and how it's infiltrating our game, not really saying infiltrating because I feel like infiltrating presents a negative connotation, but like their presence is increasing in American athletics. If you want to say,
I agree.
the international game is definitely becoming more visible, in America. So yeah, like you said, this is just, it's right on cue. It's right on
Yeah.
cue.
Yeah, it's right on par, and I think it just it's a nice little rollout for Canada, not for nothing. So, all right, WBA, y'all
Let's
doing
get
it
it.
right. We gonna give credit where credit's due. So
Right.
this is fire. Looking forward to seeing this game in Vancouver. And y'all be on the lookout for that. Also, and I probably should have said this earlier, but more Unrivaled news this week. Unrivaled announced that Miller Lite will be its official beer partner ahead of the league's inaugural season. That was actually announced, I believe, on Tuesday, and they'll be the official partner ahead of the 2025 season. Their branding will also be on the on court, like on court at, with their signage, and it seems like they're excited to partner with them. I think that. Again, Unrivaled, and their front, like you said, their front office, the partners they've been picking up from Under Armour. Listen, they've been getting to it. They've been getting to it. I love the fact that they're just focused on the product. They're focused on the product.
Absolutely. And now moving forward is just about the execution. Like
That's it.
I want to see what everybody's like reactions are when they get to the venue in
Yeah,
January,
same.
and like just what the atmosphere is like. Is it organized? Like how are like the transitions from the games to the press? Like what all those different little nuances I want to just see. I hope they are successful in that as well.
Me too. They're sold out for the season. We talked about how they weren't too focused on
Ticket
the
sales.
ticket sales. They were not. They're making a content house in Florida, and that will also house the game. So I'm very interested in seeing the facility reveal. I can't wait to see that and how it looks. But yeah, no, Unrivaled's been getting to it. Stuff to Miller Lite for also believing in.
Miller Lite though, like when I used to drink beer, that was not my beer of
Oh,
choice.
I didn't. I don't drink that, man. I don't drink beer. Beer got a nasty aftertaste.
I think so. Basically, why I drink beer, that's the influence of me playing overseas in Belgium. Like, I went to Belgium. Belgium is known for basically three things: beer, chocolate, and French fries. Okay. So, best believe I had all three.
Listen, I feel you. That sounds amazing. I don't know what Miller Lite tastes like.
Miller Lite is not like a, it's not like a full-fledged beer. It's like it's a light beer because people trying to watch their calories and watch their weight. So that's what I'm gonna say. Like
Right.
if it was up to me, I would choose Mama Joyce's beer of choice, Heineken. I could do Heineken.
Okay. Shouts to the beer drinkers. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, y'all tell us about what y'all prefer. But yeah, shouts to Miller Lite. This is another big deal for Unrivaled. Yeah. Moving on. Again, we are seeing previous athletes, professional athletes, transition into roles that still keep them close to the sport that they love. And now we're going to talk about Carmelo Anthony. As you know, Carmelo Anthony already has his own podcast, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn, which is a really dope podcast that he's been hosting. And so now we got word that he may be actually, well, he's been trying to talk to individuals in the league and in the industry to obtain a position as a sports analyst. And this week it's been reported that he's been speaking to quote unquote everybody about possibly obtaining a job as a sports analyst. And if he does obtain that position or a sports analyst position, he'll be a part of a growing list of former NBA stars and play for Prime's and NBC's new hoops coverage, including Blake Griffin, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, and Jamal Crawford.
We love to
And
see this, man.
I do love it. I think that he would be a great addition. I think all of the players that I just named would be great additions and could bring a lot of value to those
Absolutely.
analyst positions. I would
Yeah.
love to hear their voices and their thoughts. And it may just bring more people to watch the NBA. We just report. Listen, we talk about the NBA.
Viewership is down.
Come on.
Viewership is down.
So, I don't know. I think that it'd be great for them to have those men have those positions and bring forth and just to hear their voice and like I said, their thoughts and opinions would be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this move. Carmelo Anthony becoming an analyst is a good look. I mean, I always say I feel like basketball needs more basketball people in it. Like, especially on the other side, like players becoming engrossed in a different sector of the ecosystem is what we like to see. So, Jamal Crawford has already established himself as a fan favorite, as a broadcaster, because I like him. I like him as a
Me too.
broadcaster.
Yeah, same.
He's bright, funny, he's humorous when he speaks. And just is another, and he still hoops too. Like, Jamal Crawford is one of the older NBA, like, retired guys that's still out here getting to it. Like, I've learned that Jamal Crawford don't drink any alcohol. He takes care, like, he eats a pretty decent diet. And he looks like he did when he entered the league.
I'm about to say, it looks like he's taking care of himself. Like he does. He doesn't look old, like older. It looks
No.
like he's taking care of himself.
Absolutely. So just love to see that. Blake Griffin, I feel like I haven't seen Blake Griffin. Like, so to see him on the other side.
We haven't seen him, but I think he's been busy in the business world. And I could be wrong, but I feel like he's been busy elsewhere.
So I'm here for it. Love it.
Me too. And not for nothing, Carmelo doesn't get the flowers I feel like he deserves. Carmelo Anthony, I think he's done so much for the league. I think that he just doesn't get the flower. Like we know. And when I say we, like the consumers, the followers of Carmelo, the previous players, we know, but I don't think the league gives him the respect that he's due and owed. And with that being said, I think it would be really great if they allow him to provide that type of value to the league still, even though they be shitting on him, in my opinion. But yeah, this is a great opportunity. I hope that this works out for all of the men that we just discussed or talked about. And we'll keep y'all posted about that. We also got word this week that Taylor Rooks would be the lead host of the NBA pregame, halftime, and postgame shows on Amazon. And Rooks is currently working on Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football coverage, where she's featured, and she speaks to athletes and things of that nature. And she'd be looking dope in her outfits when I see her. Taylor Rooks it seems like she makes a lot of people feel comfortable when she's interviewing them. The interviews that I have seen, it's as if you're speaking to your homegirl. And so I think that she has great energy and that she is a great pickup. for NBA coverage on Amazon. Like, I don't have much else to say other than she's been doing a great job.
Hey.
I love that the fact that they gave this position to a black female. And again, like I said, she tends to make a lot of these athletes feel comfortable when speaking to them. So I'm just looking forward to this and seeing how she does while she's there.
Absolutely. I think this is just is well deserved. She's been putting in work. She's been in the field. Taylor Rooks, we've been hearing her name for a long time now. So I'm happy to see that other people are acknowledging her hard work. So shout out to Taylor Rooks, and I'm very excited to see what product she produces because I know it's going to be a great one.
Absolutely. Moving on, Dame Lillard. This week we found out that he signed a lifetime contract extension with Adidas. This is such a big deal. They announced this on Wednesday. His current deal with Adidas is set to expire during, oh, well, actually, as Lillard's deal with Adidas expired during last offseason. His representative has been negotiating a new deal with company officials, and now this week we got wind that they brought him back on. First of all, shouts to Aaron Goodwin of Goodwin Sports Management, who is Dame Lillard's representative. I don't know, like I would have loved to probably hear that negotiation, but
Right.
shouts to you for sealing the deal and getting it done. A lifetime deal is
Insane.
it is insane. Only the I feel like the elite get these opportunities. I mean, we have LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry who all have lifetime deals or lifetime shoe endorsement contracts. So he's in great company.
Yeah.
This is not, it doesn't come by to everybody often. So this is a really big deal.
Adidas said we had to lock him in.
You better do it now.
Right. I mean, also Damian Lillard is winning because he just won the NBA Cup.
Right.
He just won the NBA Cup with Giannis. Okay. And now I get the lifetime contract extension. He just said he's feeling more comfortable in Milwaukee because last year was his first year and he was just like, it was just a change of environment. He's like, I've been in Portland my whole career. When I come home, my kids are running around the house. It was a different aesthetic and feeling when I was in, when I first came to Milwaukee. He's like, I feel like I'm settled now. So I look here. Lifetime deal for anything. That means you set up, okay? You set up. So shout out to Aaron Goodwin for doing this because Aaron Goodwin also negotiated the initial Nike deals for James and Durant. So he's been in this business for a while.
Money, 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 money. Yo, he's making money too.
Right.
He's making
So
money off these deals,
every
so
deal he negotiate, he getting a little piece. So,
he must be doing a great job though. So that's amazing for
yeah.
Dame. Shouts to Dame. This is dope. So congratulations.
Facts.
We're gonna move into NIL news slash college news. This was interesting. So USC signee Mati Sagoai has become one of the first athletes to accept part of his NIL earnings in Bitcoin. This is a very big deal. The four-star linebacker and top 100 recruit in the 2025 cycle has partnered with Strike, a Bitcoin app, to accept part of his NIL payments in Bitcoin. And this deal was actually announced this past Thursday. The deal was facilitated by the USC NIL collective House of Victory, Togoai is believed to be the first college athlete to accept his NIL collective agreement in Bitcoin. This is the key says that this is a game changer for me. By taking part of my NIL earnings in Bitcoin, I'm setting myself up for long-term financial growth. Okay. I'm grateful to Strike, House of Victory, and 3.0 Labs for helping me take this step. I'm proud to be part of this innovative collaboration that's redefining the future of college athletics and finance, and hope to set an example for other young athletes to think about their financial future. He about to eat, okay? He's about to eat.
Look, people, some of you may say, oh, this is a strange, this is strange that he's accepting his NIL earnings in Bitcoin. Y'all may say it's strange. But if y'all are paying attention, this is what the big guys are doing. So let's just talk about MicroStrategy. Michael Saylor, their CEO, is aggressively buying Bitcoin. So MicroStrategy is the largest corporate holder of Bitcoin at the moment. I would probably say they have over 400,000 Bitcoin in their possession. Okay. And it's not going anywhere, right? As more corporate entities continue to, accept Bitcoin as a financial tool and instrument. When Trump signs into office and his favorable crypto office is also in there, like crypto is gonna take off. So shout outs to this young man for thinking ahead. He's thinking beyond the curve. And let's just give you other examples of like why this is so innovative. I just wanted to bring this up because I don't think people remember this. In 2014, remember when 50 Cent accepted Bitcoin payments for his album, Animal Ambition?
Yes.
Yeah, back then, if you didn't believe, right, Bitcoin is floating around what, 96,000, 97,000 right now? It just had a peak of about 107,000. In 2014, Bitcoin was at $662. 50 Cent.
Do the math.
50 Cent received 700 Bitcoins back then.
That's out of control. That is.
Okay. So
Do the math.
those 700 Bitcoin today are now estimated to be worth around $70 million. So having the just the foresight to think ahead of the curve, it may work out in his favor down the line. Okay.
We love to
So
see it.
just wanted to bring that up.
No, that's, I think people needed to hear that. Shout outs to that young man and his financial team that advised him.
Right.
Because that's different. And congratulations for being the first. It may start a domino effect where other student athletes no longer, or maybe they receive half their, half their NIL earnings in Bitcoin.
Right. Correct. Correct. So that's 'cause they don't need this money right now. Like
No,
they
no.
going to school, everything's paid for, they get to eat, they get to like these
They do
kids.
everything for yo.
Right. The kids
Y'all
want
in a
for
great
nothing.
position.
They want for nothing, so for him to just have this stacking, like make sure you get that hardware wallet, Mate. Make sure you get that hardware wallet, okay? And make sure somebody on your team is educating you about that, because the scamming, is at an all-time high, so you
It's out of
don't,
control.
and you want to make sure that you know what you're doing. So I love this move, but also make sure that you're protecting yourself. Get that hardware wallet.
You're absolutely correct. I just want to tell everybody that is listening right now, UConn is playing USC, and Kennedy Smith is back tonight. AZ Fudd is also back tonight. I want to report that. They on Twitter they reported that AZ Fudd will be suiting up tonight to play. Right now, she's not on the floor, but this makes for a much better matchup.
Yes.
And we will be reporting on this at the conclusion of the game. So, shouts to those two teams as well. Both teams are 10-1. This is going to be a great matchup tonight. Moving on. Last but not least, there have been new rules that have been circulating when it comes to JUCO sports.
Whoa.
Brittany, do you want to report on this?
Yes. This JUCO ruling was a bombshell this week, okay? This most recent NCAA court ruling on Wednesday is yet another step towards a new age of college athletics, y'all, while also just adding on another layer, right? Into the reality of the NCAA. It's crumbling. Their power is crumbling, okay? The court ruling in question revolves around Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Povea, who wrapped up his third season of Division I football after playing two seasons at the JUCO level. With five seasons of college football down, the current rules state that Povea had no more eligibility to use. This led to Pavia challenging the NCAA policy that states that labels any JUCO career as one season of eligibility. The court agreed with Pavia, establishing that any years played at the JUCO level will not, I repeat, will not count towards Division I eligibility. Due to the court's decision, the NCAA cannot enforce their previous rules in regards to JUCO and eligibility. Wow. On the ground level, this means players currently at the JUCO level now have more years of eligibility left to possibly move up to the Division I level. This can also have an effect on recruiting. Wow. With JUCO years not counting on eligibility, players may be more inclined to go to a JUCO out of high school, knowing there's always a chance that they can move up. This is doubled with the current state of the college transfer portal, which has as little limitations as ever. Yeah, this ruling, playing at JUCO now, and having all 4 years of your eligibility at a Division I institution is monumental. This is a seismic shift. Seismic. Do you know, like, to me right now, why would a kid even go to a prep school now? Like, to be quite honest, they're gonna create JUCO to D1 pipelines now. Oh man.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
You're gonna have student athletes. Now, we all while reading the article, we got this information from. There were a few football coaches that expressed their disdain with the court's ruling. They're like, "Yo, we're gonna have football players that's gonna be 28, 29 years old now." Like that is, and the truth of the matter is that is a real
Yeah.
possibility.
Correct.
And I agree with you. There's definitely going to be more pipelines. I don't know what's going to happen with prep schools now. it would make more sense. And it's just crazy. Like you said, it's a seismic shift. It's crazy because in my experience with knowing JUCOs, being in from New York, most student athletes would go to JUCOs if they want more looks. Their grades weren't the best. But now that is about to change. Like the whole idea of JUCO, its reputation is about to change dramatically. I think it's still gonna be what it was. It's gonna give these kids, these student athletes, an opportunity to get their grades up, to all of that. But it's also gonna give me the opportunity to kill, do what I gotta do here, find a 4-year, still have all four my all my years of eligibility, and then kill there, and then do whatever I wanna do. It's literally a launch pad.
It
So you'll
isn't.
have potentially 6 years or more in school.
And this also too, like, I think this is so like for kids that don't like make like top 100, right? Like ESPN and stuff like that, like this is gonna be another route, like, and also too now because of the transfer portal, like coaches are looking for older developed players now, so like they're going to be looking at the JUCOs more so now than looking at high school players. Unless you're exceptional talent coming out of high school, you're going to JUCO or another route. So, yeah, this is just going to put, wow. We would love to know your thoughts about
For
this,
real, this is a big change.
about this ruling and if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. How do you feel? I mean, everything comes with pros and cons, so but yeah, we about to see kids because NIL, like what will it's only gonna take like what a scenario like a Division One institution be like, look, we already got the class that we need right now, but we like you. Maybe we pay you an NIL deal to stay at the JUCO, and then by the time it's time for you get moved up. Like, I see scenarios like that happening.
Definitely could be negotiated. That could be negotiated.
Me and some new
It's more,
times.
it's gonna be a lot more eyes on JUCO, which I think is gonna be good. I think there's a lot of overlooked talent there. And I think it's I'm smiling ear to ear because I would have never thought we would have gotten here. Never would have thought we would have gotten here, but I'm excited to see how it ends. And
We'll keep you abreast.
power to the student athletes, man.
Again, they coming in hot.
Power to the student athletes, not accepting no's. They out here pushing the envelope. So I love it. We in a whole new era of college sports, and the ecosystem as we know it is no more. It is no more. So buckle up, enjoy the ride, learn as much as you need to learn. Things change every week, and I'm excited. I'm really excited to see how this is going to end up. So shouts to them.
Shout
And
out
that
to
is all we
them.
have tonight. Make sure that you're tapping in with us. Make sure that you're following 21 Titles on all social media platforms. Make sure that you're following the 9450 on all social media platforms. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We should be back. But if not, Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Also, happy
Kwanzaa
World Basketball Day.
and World Back today's World Basketball Day. Don't know when that was, established, but happy World Basketball Day. Happy Kwanzaa.
Absolutely.
Happy, yeah, all the things. We hope that you're spending time with your family and your friends and your loved ones during this time. For those that may be missing or have lost loved ones, family members, we're sending thoughts and prayers to you during this
Right.
time, recognizing that it can be a difficult time. But yeah, hoping that y'all are in good spirits, y'all walking into the new year with positive attitudes and vibes and still rocking with us in the new year as we continue. And yeah.
Absolutely. And that's it. Again, this was another episode of Beyond the 9450, covering all things business of sports. We'll speak to you later.
Peace.
Peace.